surface in his heart again. Mommy had driven his daughter off to Auntie's house as soon as Billy had called and said he was on his way. And how come? Why? Because the boogie daddy was coming home. Don't run screaming, dear. It's only the thin man. Why that day? Why did you have to pick that day? Billy, are you all right? Heidi's voice was oddly hesitant. Jesus, you stupid bitch. Here you are married to the incredible shrinking man, and all you could think to ask is if I'm all right?
I'm as all right as I can be, I guess. Why?
Because you looked strange for a minute.
Did I? Did I really? Why that day, Heidi? Why did you pick that day to reach into my pants after all the prim years of doing everything in the dark?
Well, I suppose I feel a little strange almost all the time now, Billy said, thinking,
you've got to stop it, my friend. This is pointless. What's done is done.
But it was hard to stop it. Hard to stop it when she stood there smoking one cigarette after another, but looking and seeming perfectly well and...
But you will stop it, Billy, so help me.
Heidi turned away and stubbed her cigarette out in a crystal ashtray. The second thing is, you've been keeping something from me, Billy. Something to do with this. You talk in your sleep sometimes. You've been out nights. Now I want to know. I deserve to know. She was beginning to cry.
You want to know? Halleck asked. You really want to know?
He felt a strange, dry grin surface on his face.
Yes. Yes.
So Billy told her. Houston called him the following day, and after a long and meaningless prologue, he got to the point. Heidi was with him. He and Heidi had had a long chat.
Did you offer her a toot for the human snoot? Halleck thought of asking and decided that maybe he had better not.
The upshot of their long chat was simply this. They thought Billy was just as crazy as a loon.
Mike, Billy said, the old gypsy was real. He touched all three of us, me, Carrie Rossington, Duncan Hopley. Now, a guy like you doesn't believe in the supernatural. I accept that. But you sure as shit believe in deductive and inductive reasoning. So you've got to see the possibilities. All three of us were touched by him. All three of us have mysterious physical ailments. Now, for Christ's sake, before you decide I've gone crazy, at least consider the logical link. Billy, there is no link.
I've talked to Lita Rossington. She says Carrie is in the Mayo being treated for skin cancer. She says it's gone pretty far, but they're reasonably sure he's going to be okay. She further says she hasn't seen you since the Gordon's Christmas party.
She's lying.
Silence from Houston. And was that the sound of Heidi crying in the background? Billy's hand tightened on the telephone until the knuckles grew white.
Did you talk to her in person or just on the phone?
On the phone? Not that I understand the difference that makes.
If you saw her, you'd know.
She looks like a woman who's had most of the life shocked right out of her.
Well, when you find out your husband has skin cancer and it's reached the serious stage, have you talked to Carrie?
He's in intensive care. People in intensive care are allowed telephone calls only under the most extreme circumstances.
I am down to 170, Billy said. That's a net loss of 83 pounds, and I call that pretty extreme.
Silence from the other end. Except for that sound, that might be Heidi crying.
Will you talk to him? Will you try?
If his doctors allow him to take a call, if he'll talk to me, yes. But, Billy, this hallucination of yours, it's no fucking hallucination.
Don't shout, God, don't do that.
Billy closed his eyes.
All right, Houston soothed.
This idea, is that a better word?
All I wanted to say is that this idea is not going to help you get better. In fact, it may be the root cause of this psychoanorexia, if that's really what you're suffering from, as Dr. Yount believes.
You, Hopley, Billy said. Sweat had broken out on his face. He mopped his brow with his handkerchief. He had a flicker flash of Hopley, that face that really wasn't a face anymore, but a relief map of hell. crazy inflammations, trickling wetness, and the sound, the unspeakable sound when he raked his nails down his cheek. There was a long silence from Houston's end. Talk to Duncan Hopley. He'll confirm.
I can't, Billy. Duncan Hopley committed suicide 2 days ago. He did it while you were in the Glassman Clinic. Shot himself with his service pistol.
Halleck closed his eyes tightly and swayed on his feet. He felt as he had when he tried to smoke. He pinched his cheek savagely to keep from fainting dead away.
Then you know, he said with his eyes still closed. You know, or someone knows. Someone saw him.
Grand Lawler saw him, Houston said. I called him just a few minutes ago.
Grand Lawler. For a moment, Billy's confused, frightened mind didn't understand. He believed that Houston had uttered a garbled version of the phrase grand jury. Then it clicked home. Grand Lawler was the county coroner. And now that he thought of it, yes, Grand Lawler had testified before a grand jury or two in his time. This thought brought on an irrational giggling fit. Billy pressed his palm over the phone's mouthpiece and hoped Houston wouldn't hear the giggles. If he did, Houston would think he was crazy for sure.
And you'd really like to believe I'm crazy, wouldn't you, Mike? Because if I was crazy and I decided to start babbling about the little bottle and the little ivory spoon, why, no one would believe me anyway, would they? Goodness, no. And that did it. The giggles passed.
You asked him for a few details concerning the death. After the horror story your wife told me, you're damn right I asked him.
Houston's voice grew momentarily prim.
You just ought to be damned glad that when he asked me why I wanted to know, I hung tough.
What did he say?
That Hopley's complexion was a mess, but nothing like the horror show you described to Heidi. Grand's description leads me to believe that it was a nasty outbreak of the adult acne I'd treated Duncan for off and on ever since I first examined him back in 1974. The outbreaks depressed him quite badly, and that came as no surprise to me. I'd have to say that adult acne, when it's severe, is one of the most psychologically bruising, non-lethal ailments I know of.
You think he got depressed over the way he looked and killed himself?
In essence, yes.
Let me get this straight, Billy said. You believe this was a more or less ordinary outbreak of the adult acne he'd had for years. But at the same time, you believe he killed himself because of what he was seeing in the mirror. That's a weird diagnosis, Mike.
I never said it was the skin outbreak alone, Houston said. He sounded annoyed. The worst thing about problems is the way they